It's really a fascinating medrash. And this may be something that a lot of you have thought about in the past. It ties into the whole idea of Bechira, which isn't for now to discuss. We know that Rabbeinu Shem knows all the Hasidus. He knows everything that's going to happen. And that's the famous question. If Hashem knows what's going to happen, so what choice does one have? Hashem knows what you're going to do. Hashem knows, are you going to maximize the next hour of your life? You're not going to maximize the next hour of your life. He knows what you're going to do. So what kind of choice do I have? So obviously the answer to that question is not simple. It's easy to say it, but it's hard to understand it. The Rambam, in fact, when he brings the question, he doesn't seem to answer the question. So we've explained the Rambam that he really did answer the question. The Ravid, right on that Rambam, the Ravid says, I don't understand. He brought a question without an answer. If you don't have the answer, why are you bringing a question? Whatever it is, it's the Rabbeinu Shem's concept of time is not the way we understand time. That's the answer in one sentence. Okay? Which means that our sequence of events, our capacity, is only to understand things in a setup of time that we understand. And time, not 1 second shares the second that's after it. And the next second is separated from the following second. That's how we explain why there's no chazokah in halacha. Why is there no chazokah? In other words, why do we say bein hashmashos? Is a suffolk yom, suffolk laila, when you're in twilight zone? The Magen Avraham already points this out. Why do you say there's a chazokah? So if it's Friday, and now you're in between Shkia and Seis, say it's definitely Friday. Chazokah, it's Friday. You're only Cheskes Abatim. No. It's Chazokah, it's Friday, till you know it's Shabbos. Cheskes Yom. The Magen Avraham, in fact, wants to say, maybe suggest, that there may be a difference in halacha between the Bein HaShemoshes of Friday and the Bein HaShemoshes of Shabbos. That many of the leniencies and the coolness that we find in Bein HaShemoshes, maybe it's only Erev Shabbos. Kivayger, the Mishnayos, Rav Maglikin, he dismisses this Shaila. What is it? Yes, it's a Shaila. Magen Avraham. But time, every single second of time is separated from the second next to it. That's the way we see things. The Bnei Olam doesn't have a limitation with Zman. So the Bnei Olam, it's not that now it's 5 to 2 and 2 o'clock is not here now. The Eibishter sees it as one. Just like we could look at this room and see it. They used to say about Rabbi Shulam Diskin that he used to look at a tree and see how many leaves were on the tree. Whatever that means. I've heard some that strongly felt that that was not the case, but what does that mean? To some degree, everybody knows that's the Metzius. Right? The Metzius is that if you take somebody with a smaller vision, if you show them anything more than 4 or 5, they get mufubao, right? Most of you, if I go like this, I would think that you see 10. I think all of you. Charles, if you look, some of you don't look. Right? See, you don't have to go and count 10. You see 10. Yeah. Somebody with a bigger cook, they could see 20, they could see 50, they could see 80. The Rebbeinu Shem sees time in that way, that he sees all the Zman, and he's a Malam in Azman. So the Eibishter doesn't have the limitation of Zman. So it's not Pshat, the Eibishter is sort of predicting. The Eibishter is saying it now. It's not now, he's saying it. There's no now and later. I'm sure you still don't understand it. But that's the concept, that Hashem is the Malam in Azman. The Rebbeinu Shem knew all the tzeros that are going to happen. He knows them. The Churban Bayis Rishon, the Churban Bayis Sheni. Adam Rishon being doing the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, getting thrown out. 10 generations deteriorating, and the Noach, and the more deterioration, and then Avraham. So the Medrash Tanchuma on this pasuk, the Medrash Tanchuma says as follows: Es Hakol Ase Yofe Bita. Hashem did everything right for the time. Listen to the Medrash. Omer Rav Tanchuma, Bo Inosa Nivro Ha'olam. Hashem created the world exactly when it had to be created, and even the things that we think went wrong, also with a cheshb. The Medrash Tanchuma says like this: In Avraham Tchila, Roy Avraham Libos called the Mother Morishin. Avraham was more chashuk than Mother Morishin. He should have been created first. B'shul Yisrael, Lo Nivro Olam B'shul Yisrael Shenikol Reishis. Avraham says the Medrash, Avraham Avinu should have been created first. So why wasn't he created first? Because the Eibishter saved Avraham Avinu to be Masak in the world. So Moshe Medrash. In Yikalko Maisa Reini Shiyovo V'Yisakin. Harei Bore Adam, V'achakach Yovo Avraham V'Yisakin. Unbelievable Medrash. The Medrash is saying that even in the things that we look at them as tragedies, they were also created with a certain cheshb. They were created with a certain cheshb. The Medrash goes on. The Bayis Sheni, the Bayis Rishon, everything is mamish to the Kutzei Shel Yud. I frequently say that one of the most beautiful Yismach Moshes I ever learned and taught, and that's a lot of Yismach Moshes, they're very geshmak, it's hard to find the most favorite one. But the Yismach Moshes says a gevaldig gevolt. Yismach Moshes says that you think that the Bayis Rishon was a tragedy, got destroyed. Because it was a waste. Tragic ending. Bayis Sheni, same thing. Tragedy. Now we're waiting for the ultimate binyan beis hamikdash that will tackle be a tachlis. He says, no. He says, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wanted to bring down the beis hamikdash, to perfect the beis hamikdash, right from day one. He says, we won't worry. So he says, this was all a hachana. Bayis Rishon wasn't failure, it was preparation. When you prepare for a test, it's going to be over my future, and you make mistakes, right? Did you fail? You didn't fail. I don't know. It's good to make mistakes. Make mistakes now. The more mistakes you make in the preparation, the better it is. At least, the more mistakes you realize you make, the better it is. Those are mistakes you're not going to make later. If a guy comes to plant an exotic tree that's worth millions and millions of dollars, but he only has one such tree, he doesn't just plant it, because if it goes bad, he's doomed. He plants first a cheap birch tree, a maple tree, and gets the soil, gets the ground ready. When he feels the ground is ready, then he'll put in the ultimate tree. Then he'll put in the akad. Zokti Yismach Moshe, that's what the Eibishter did. Bayis Rishon. We got the soil going. Bayis Sheni. With the Averis, with everything. Then, ultimately, we're going to have the Bayis Shlishi. In retrospect, it's going to be all preparation. He says, that's why, when the Torah's Meram is the Churban Beis HaMikdash in Parshas Pekudei, it starts with the Bayis Sheni. Eile Pekudei HaMishkon, the Baal Turim brings down, that's a gematria of the Bayis Sheni. Mishkan is the gematria of the Bayis Rishon. He says, what's going on? It's out of order. First we have the Bayis Rishon. No, he says, the Torah is coming to tell you that it's all preparation for the ultimate Beis HaMikdash. So we started backwards to show you that's the concept. Kosis. Kosis Lamar. What's Kosis? Kosis is Kos Yutzev. It's 420 and 410. Also backwards. Everything is preparation. Tosaf Tov Tanchuma. Everything was done preparatory. The Baruch Hu knew what the world needs. The things that you think went wrong, went right. You think they went wrong. They went right. And there was a chazer. And everything is prepared for that particular moment. Every single thing you do is prepared for that particular moment. I had a conversation with somebody recently, very, very recently. Just to give you a clock hat. He had a shaila. He couldn't afford his mortgage. He had a second mortgage on his house. He couldn't afford it. It's very expensive. So he went to a financial advisor and they gave him advice. What's the advice? The advice is you stop paying the mortgage. Sounds strange, right? It's not strange. Because if you stop paying your mortgage, after 6, 7, or 8 months, your whole file gets put into another file. Default file. Once it's in the default file, then somebody, a lawyer or somebody, can negotiate with the bank. Somebody goes to the bank and says, listen, Yankel, he can't pay his mortgage anyway. So, First National, it's the bank. Work something out with him. He owes $100,000, will you take $40,000? Now, you're not going to take $40,000 from a guy you think you can get $100,000. So the advice is stop paying. Stop paying. And it's a malach. By the way, credit cards is over there. We negotiate credit card debt. The same thing. Stop paying. Strange thing. It sounds strange. It's not strange. I'm not saying it's right. It's not strange. It could be crooked and smart. It's not stupid. It's not whatever. Stop paying. Then the zech won't talk to you. No. The less you pay, the more they'll talk to you. The less you pay, the more they need to talk to you. So this guy had a shayla. He went to Adam Gozum. He asked him, he said, you know, Lemaisa, I can't pay it. It's very hard for me. I can't pay it. Is this the right thing for me to do, not to pay my mortgage? Is it right? Shayla. So Adam Gozum was going through the cheshbon. Yes, not, maybe. At the end, he told him, based on your financial situation, I don't think it's the right thing to do. So the guy was an El-Khid. He just kept on doing it. Kept on paying his mortgage. Tried to negotiate, nothing, there was nothing to negotiate. This went on for like 3 or 4 months. Things were getting harder and harder. He kept on going back to this person that he asked, and the person kept on telling him, pay, pay. Now's not the time. He says, Chas v'shalom, if you're being a... Anyway, the last month came. The last month came. And he just couldn't anymore. So he went back to the Adam Gadol. And the Adam Gadol told him, you know what? At this point, the next payment, you could take a skip. And then they'll downgrade it and you'll pay them off 20 cents on the dollar and the mortgage will be... So this person confided in me. They told me they thought they had chalata that they listened to this Adam Gadol, because the last 4 months they paid $8,000. If they would have, if the guy anyway gave him a heter at the end, if he would have just given him the heter 4 months earlier, anyway the bank is going to take now $40,000 on the $100,000 anyway. He'd give him one check for $40,000. Now it ends up he's giving the bank $48,000 because he paid the last couple of months. He gets a letter from the bank a week later, a week before he's about to skip the payment. This bank went through a whole legal internal problem. The government got involved. All the debts that this bank has in this particular amount of years are botel umavutel ka'afre ta'ach. This guy told me he's putter completely from paying anything. Not one penny. Not one penny. So from the $100,000 mortgage that he thought he's going to negotiate and give them a $40,000 check, he just has to stop paying. But the other brother he went to told him, no, you know what, it's not right now. Now's not this month to stop paying. Now's not this month. So this guy, needless to say, has Eloch as he was before, he became a lot more Eloch. Became a lot more Eloch. And Mamish just heard this mice. I'm talking about within the last 48 hours. That's what the Tanchum is saying. Mamish Tanchum is saying that the Everything has his mind. The Eibishter preordained. He put everything into place. I think that's the Nekud what Shlomo Melech continues. Because Shlomo Melech continues, what does he say? He says, this is after he finished saying, the whole world is worthless, there's not going to die, it's Samesius Achayim. Then he says, if you find a person, Sheyoichal Veshosa, the Lord Toiv Bechor Amoloi, Matas Elikimhi. So you're simply reading, and that's the way many of the Mepharshim learn. Shlomo is still talking negatively. He's saying the whole Samesius Achayim, the whole world is worthless, it's not Kishmak, it's terrible. And if you find a person who's not happy, that was also a gift from the Rebbeinu. Hashem made him happy. So I want to tell you that this is a hemshich to everything he's saying till now. Shlomo is saying something entirely different. One of the best dugmois I have when we learn the Parsha Bikurim is a ma'aseh that I myself had. So we learn the Parsha Bikurim, we always talk about the famous Tosfos Yom Tov. Tosfos Yom Tov asks, why, when they brought Bikurim, did they bring the Sarei Netzorim? When they brought Bikurim, the paupers would bring it in little wooden twigs, twig-made baskets, man-made baskets, and the Ashidim would bring it closer shall kesef, closer shall zov. So because when Bikurim was brought, the wealthy people brought it in Vakovetik Kelim, and the paupers, they brought it in baskets. It's like you get Shlech Manus, you know, you have this guy gives you a Shlech Manus, looks like it. And then that'd be Shlech Manus, remember Chahamintash with the season's raisins, and that's nice. Right. So nice, when you get that Shlech Manus with the season's raisins, Sefat Zecha, it's Nishkishmak. You like to get and it's like a Bizoyim. It's a Bizoyim sometimes the person who's giving it, it's a Bizoyim the person who's getting it. The Ritva is a Shalit, he hates him, Shlech Manus, and it's human. Chazal made it takone that people should not be embarrassed. And the name of Chazal made it takone that everything should be the same. Everything should be the same. Even Machta Shekel, Hoshul Yabba, Vadal Yamit. Made it takone a person shouldn't be embarrassed. Even Achamen Eschem, we're just talking about a kittle. Why do we bury people in a kittle? So this is takone the Rabbonin. You know why? Because it used to be the Leviathans looked like Goyish and Leviathans. Wealthy people have big caskets made out of the most expensive mahogany, wearing the most beautiful garments, and they have paupers in the museum. So Chazal alone, a person shouldn't be embarrassed, Acham and Esim, the relative shouldn't be embarrassed. The Masakan, everybody gets buried with the same kittel. Everybody gets buried with the same tachrichim. Ask the Tosfos Yom Tov, so why about Bikurim, is it not like that? Why by Bikurim, the wealthy people bring fancy and the poor people bring... Why did they make a takona? It's very not clear what his teretz is. He says, oh, it's covered based on Migdash. Very not clear what he says. Kasha is a bomb. So the way I answer the kasha always is very simple. Push the teretz. Push the teretz. The teretz is, if somebody realizes that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, they're thrilled with what they have. They're thrilled with what they have. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me. I got exactly what I was supposed to get from the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're not looking at anybody else. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Abtahov had once a chosid came to him. The chosid came to the Abtahov. He said, Rebbe, I want you to daven. So what I want you to daven? He says, I want you to daven. I have a retail business, and one of the people in the community opened up the same business that I have across the street, taking away half my business. I want you to daven that he should lose his panas. I want you to daven he should lose his panas. So the Abtahov said, I'm not going to do that. But he said, I want to tell you my story from my Zayde. A little different than your mice. He said, my Zayda had the same ma'aseh. A chassid came to him. Somebody in the community opened up a competing business, taking away his business. He came to the Rebbe. He said, Rebbe, coming to the Rebbe, there's a yid across the street. He opened up the same business as me. And he's A lot of my customers are going there. I'm afraid maybe I'm not always thinking the way I should be thinking. I'm asking the Rebbe Shadavin that he should be matzliach. He came to the Rebbe for a brocha that the guy across the street should be matzliach. 2 months later, he comes back to the Rebbe again. The Rebbe says, "I'm shenge damen." He said, "Yeah, but now I want you to daven something else. I want that you should daven. He's talking about Hashem being very matzliach. He's getting a lot of business. I want that you should daven that I should be happy with his atzloch. Because I'm not upset. I'm not happy. I want the Rebbe should daven for me that every day I should be tzafid with his atzloch. Why? Because the Maaseh Ribonshim gives me my panos. Not one penny does he take away from me. So it's just a Jew making money. I should be happy with him. He's not taking any money from me. Whatever he has is coming to him." The Divrei Chaim used to say, he used to give a marshal. He said, people that look at what other people have, he said, it's like a horse. He gave a marshal a horse that was walking for hours and hours of burning hot weather. Finally, they find a body of water, beautiful water, clean, crystal clear, gewaltig water. The owner takes his horse to the water to drink. The horse looks in. Every time he goes in to take a drink, sees there's another horse drinking. The horse is a horse. The horse doesn't hop, it's a reflection. The horse looks. The horse can't take it. Starts making noises. Get out of here, you know. Every time I take a drink, you have to take a drink. Finally, after a couple of minutes of going crazy, the horse starts banging and clapping. And Taka, the water gets all black. And then the horse drinks the black water. The Rebbe Chaim says, that's the pshat. Somebody, all you gain is you eating your kishkas up. Whatever you have, they wish to ask for you. Your perception somebody's taking from you. So I time it. The whole mitzvah bikurim is v'samachta b'chalatrei v'ashenazem v'chal Hashem alikech. The whole mitzvah bikurim is that all of us should reach a level to chap that everything comes from Hashem. That's why v'samachta. That's why the bikurim is v'samachta b'chalatrei. So Shlomo HaMelech, if somebody would realize that everything in life is by the Ribbono Shel Olam, every happening in life is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and even the things that you think went wrong went right, and whatever you have is vital from the Ribbono Shel Olam, then it's not worth living. Zok Shlomo HaMelech, in Ro'isa, es ha'odom she'yechal v'shosa, v'ro toy ba'amaloi. If you see somebody's living a happy life, you should know, matas alikimi. It means he came to the understanding that everything comes from Hashem. If you see somebody who's wholesomely happy, there's only one explanation. Matas elikimhi. Not Eibishter gave him that happiness. He gave himself the happiness by knowing matas elikimhi.
Hey, sure. Slightly on topic. I had a